The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take a partisan redistricting case from Wisconsin. That's of interest to many states, but especially to North Carolina, given all the recent cases over redistricting. The High Court recently found two of North Carolina's congressional districts and many of its legislative districts to be racial gerrymanders. Another case in North Carolina alleges state lawmakers used political gerrymandering in drawing congressional maps to such an extent that it's unconstitutional. Guy Charles is with Duke University's Law Center on Law, Race, and Politics. He joins us now. The courts have been weighing in a lot on racial gerrymandering in redistricting cases here in North Carolina and elsewhere. How significant is it that the justices of the Supreme Court have now agreed to take up a case that specifically challenges partisan redistricting?
Well, it is extremely significant, and it's significant for two reasons. First, when state legislatures realize that they can't do much in terms of racial gerrymandering because of the relationship between race and partisanship, they're going to move a lot of what they're doing to political gerrymandering, which is the place where they can get the most advantage. The second, the court has been monkeying around with the problem of political gerrymandering for a long time, though the last time it dealt with it was in a 2004 case called Veith v. Jubilee. So now the court in 2017 has accepted another case to try to see how it feels about the problem of political gerrymandering. And the last time in the Veith case, the court could not make up its mind. And it seems that this time it's going to try again. And if it does, then it is a significant case to take on.
What specific constitutional issue or issues are involved here?
The question is whether when the government draws districting lines, does the government violate your right to equality, the voters' right to equality under the 14th Amendment, as well as the voters' right to free association and speech under the First Amendment, when the government takes partisanship into account when the government is redistricting? So can my government or your government or our state government say, well, this voter is likely to vote in this particular way, which will result in this political outcome. Therefore, I am going to place or not place these voters into these types of districts. When the government does that, when the state legislature engages in that type of a behavior, does that violate the 14th Amendment or the First Amendment or both?
In a way, Professor Charles, it seems as though challenges to redistricting like this that we're getting now into, especially when it goes into the partisan aspect of it, are really striking at the very heart of kind of what redistricting has always been about. I mean, that's always been about political advantage, right?
That's correct. And that's the question on the table. So, for example, if I'm the party in power, what I want to try to do is to make it as easy for my party and the redistricting process to maintain my political power and then to allow the other party to waste as many votes as possible while still complying with the other rules, such as one person, one vote, that applies in the redistricting context. And the fundamental question here is, what role can politics and partisanship play in the redistricting process? And you might argue that we have two competing principles. One principle says something to the effect that, look, voters ought to choose their representatives, that when you go to the voting poll, to the voting booth, that you are making a legitimate choice. The other possible principle that is at stake is the idea that, look, politics is the lifeblood of the redistricting process. And so those two things are in tension here, and what the court will have to decide is which of those two principles it's going to give effect to.
When the Supreme Court takes this case up in the fall, as it has agreed to do, what really is at stake for North Carolina in what the Supreme Court has now agreed to examine?
I think the same issues are at stake for North Carolina, where there is a challenging in North Carolina reapportionment, Common Cause versus Rucho is the name of the case. And the argument plaintiffs are making is that the remedial congressional map of 2016 that was adopted by our state's legislature after an earlier map was struck down, that map is an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander and violation of both the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment. So if the court in the Wisconsin case says that partisan gerrymanders are unconstitutional, then that is going to have an effect on the North Carolina case, where the plaintiffs are likely to win. If, on the other hand, the court says that partisan gerrymandering does not implicate the Constitution, then the plaintiffs will lose. Now, the court might say something in between, which is that, yes, partisan gerrymandering cases do implicate the Constitution, but the manner in which the Wisconsin court decided that is not consistent with how the Supreme Court thinks about it. Then you're going to have a mixed bag in the North Carolina case.
Professor Guy Charles at Duke University, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.